Masechet Shkalim Daf Vav. We're right at the top of the Daf and ready to begin with a rousing. Somebody is collecting money gradually. Drops in a dime today and nickel tomorrow. He figures over the course of time he'll be able to put together a shekel. It's not a shekel. And he was kaveh them lishikli for his shekel. Beit Shammai omrim motran nedava. Beit Shammai says if it turns out that Lamaisi collected more than a shekel, then whatever's left over has to be put into the pushka, the shofar for nedava, which is used for kaitz hamizbeach. Beit Hillel omrim motran chulin. It's a classic case, says Beit Hillel, of hegdash tov. The guy thought that as he put it in, it's going to be necessary for a shekel. Turns out he put in too much. Hegdash taut, according to Beit Hillel, eino hegdash, and therefore whatever's left over is chulin. On the other hand, if he uses the word not lishikli, but rather she'avi mehem shikli, if he said beferish out of the money being put in here, I will be taking a shekel, there even Beit Shammai is moda. She'hamutar chulin, because he never made them kodesh. All he said was, I want to get money together out of which I will take a shekel. How about if he said elu lechatati? Instead of elu l'shikli, he said elu l'chatati. Then, interestingly enough, everybody is moda shavin shamotar nedava. For some reason, Beit Hillel is also moda in that case. That even though he didn't need all the money for his korban chatas, whatever is left over is put into the shofar for nedavot. The Mishnah is going to explain why in a moment. On the other hand, if he says the language out of this money, I will bring a chatas. Then there too, by a chatas, Beit Shammai would also be moda. Shavin shamotar chulin, because he never intended to set aside more than he was going to use. Omer Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalim lechatat. What really is the difference? Why is it that when it came to shkalim, Beit Hillel said that motran is chulin? Masha'in came when he said lechatat, it was motran edavayven according to Beit Hillel. It's very simple. It's because the shkalim yeshlem kitzvah. He knows when he's putting in money for the shekel that there's only a clear-cut amount of money that can be used for shekel. And therefore, anything above and beyond that is obviously a ta'ut that it was put in there. But somebody intends to buy a chatat, there's no clear-cut definition of what a chatat is worth. A chatat could be worth all every penny that he puts in. Therefore, it really is miyuad for kniyat chatat. It's not hegdash ta'ut. And therefore, Beit Hillel would be mod. In that case, it's not hegdash ta'ut. It's simple motar chatat. Motar chatat goes to nedava. Rabbi Yehuda says, the way you're saying that is a little misleading. You're making it sound as if there is a predetermined value to makzis hashekel. And that's not true. Afishkalim ein lehem kitzvah. We know that the value of a makzis hashekel changed during the course of history. Because when Yisrael came back from Galut Bavel, Yishalu Yisrael min Agola, the coin that was in use was the darkon. So then they would be shokel darkonot. They would take a half a darkon. This is what the Rabbam understands the sugya. Based on this Mishnah, he paskins that the mitzvah machzis hashekel is to give always half of the common coin. So he understands that when it says but darkonot, it means they took the darkon and gave half a darkon. Half a darkon, the darkon being now four of the common shkalim, would be two shekel, which would be double the machzis hashekel of the midbar. Right? That is what we call a shekel, what the Mishnah calls a shekel. Remember, is the half a sela, which is double it's the machzis hashekel. The full shekel is actually only a machzis hashekel because the sela was double the standard shekel. The darkon is four of those shekels. So if you take a half a darkon, you're going to be basically taking double the amount that you should be taking. Two shekels. Two common shekels. So, nonetheless, that's what they took. So you see that the value of the makzis hashekel changes. You can't say, the way you said it is, well, the shekel is predefined. It's not really predefined. I mean, not necessarily I'm arguing with you as far as its application here, as we'll see. And then afterwards, when the common coin became the sela, so then they started giving the half a sela, which is indeed the shekel, which is the value, the correct value of the makzis hashekel. On the other hand, when they started using tiv'in, which is what we call shekel, they wanted to give tiv'in, which would be worth a dinner, which is only half the common shekel, for dinner to a sela, which is only a quarter of the shekel in the midbar, thinking that just like there's no limit to the value going up, there's no limit to the value going down. And if the common shekel is only worth half of the shekel in the midbar, so I can give a half of that, which would only be a quarter of the shekel in the midbar, which is one dinner. Therefore, at that point, they didn't allow them. Lo kiblu mehem. So, lemaisa, but what's important to our conversation is that if a person gives more money, so who's to say that more money is not suitable for shekel? It's theoretically suitable for shekel if the common coin is larger. Amar Rabbi Shimon, okay, you want to be a stickler, I understand you want to be a stickler, but it has no application to what we're talking about, does it? Apa piken yad kulam shaveh. I mean, whatever it is, there's only one coin that everybody's bringing. I don't care what that coin is, call it a half a darkon, fine. But now when he's putting in his money, he knows what that coin is. He knows how much he's got to give. We're not talking about historically, maybe he should get into a time machine and give a shekel 200 years in the future. I mean, we're talking about what he's giving right now. So the guy knows how much money he means to set aside. Therefore, if he sets aside more, it's a mistake. So it's not considered to be hekdesh, according to Beit Hillel, who holds that hekdesh ta'ut is not called hekdesh. Mashiach came when he's giving it for a chatas, today. If he goes out to buy his chatas, he could use every penny of it. So why is that called ta'ut? It's motar. And motar chatas, indeed, is not filling a dava. Makes perfectly good sense. I'm not arguing with you. So nonetheless, yad kulan shaveh. Avachatat, today. Zeh may be b'sela, zeh may be b'shtei slayim, zeh may be b'sholei slayim. So what's the check? It was a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Wasn't defined how much he's going to be giving. Therefore, says Beit Hillel, in that case, I'm right there, that it's a typical motar chatat. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hamechanitz. Says Rabbi Yossi, we have to understand, and I quote this from Rabbi Lazar, that Ma Pligin, the whole machlokis over here in the Mishnah, is very definitely mechanes in the sense of, not that you gather together a handful, which could also mean mechanes, you pull it all together, but rather mechanes in the sense of protrot. You're putting in a pruta today, a pruta tomorrow, and you're gradually building up what it is that you're giving. But if you take a handful, take a whole big hand of coins, you lift it up, in that sense of mechanes, and you say, Elu l'shikli, kulei amama l'shamot ran nedava. If you're trying to take a whole pot and you're looking at what you took, it's not like you lost track and so on. So if you take that and you say, these all go to my shekel, and there's more than a shekel there, Beit Hillel would be moted in that case that certainly it's not chulin. Because what's the tote? The guy sees what he's holding. He sees that very likely there's more than a shekel. So Mamela, if he's giving it anyway, that's not called ta'ud. That's basically called that he has an intention, okay, and if it isn't going to go for the shekel, so it'll go for other things. So what are the other things? Motar shekel. There, I'm also made that a motar shekel is an adava. So we have to understand the vagueness of the word mechanes. You have to define it a little bit better. Mechanes means collect, not simply gather. Well, the word gather could be used in two ways. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Biba say exactly the opposite, also quoting Rabbi Lazar. And they say, ma pligin, b'mechanes protrot. Yes, he's absolutely right. That is what Rabbi Lazar said. The first part, that the Mishnah means that mechanes in the sense of gathering together in a pushka gradually your money, but they misunderstood what he meant, the ma pligin. Because in the other case, actually, it would be the other way around. If he gathers a handful and he says, Eilud lishgalai, kulei alma modim shamot ron chulin, on the opposite. Not that Beis Hillel would be made there. That's not what Rabbi Lazar meant. That Beis Hillel would be made if you take a handful, that then he definitely means the whole thing to be a shekel, and the male of the maaser, he means to give the hekdesh. On the contrary, in that case, even Beit Shammai is made that it's not called hekdesh ta'ut. Because there, what he was trying to do, the idiot, was make the whole handful a shekel. And there is no such animal. There's no such thing as a handful of shekel, which equals 16 and a half shkolim. So basically, that's not hekdesh ta'ut. That's an attempt to be kerei shame, which doesn't exist. A curry shame, which doesn't exist, doesn't work. So there, obviously, it's well, he can't, out of his own mind, create a different value for the shekel. So in that case, Beit Shammai is also about to take a shekel from it, which is the only thing that the Torah is allowing him, and the rest of it, I don't care what he meant to do. It doesn't work. Lo higdish ki gabagdashe inshi, as the Bavli puts it. You didn't use the correct formula for making something hegdish, and therefore it isn't called as hegdish. That's not called hegdish ta'ut. So you have it exactly the opposite. Both are agreed that Rabbi Lozer defined the Mishnah as mechanes, meaning gradual collected, like we say a collection box, and not mechanes gathered together, but with different implications. Sorry?
What's the difference between this and the stamp putting in extra? Why is that?
Because when you stamp put in extra, we have no reason to suspect that you were trying to actually create a super shekel. We understand that you were collecting, and you don't remember how much you put in. For the past 3 months, you've been collecting prutas for your shekel. So that's hegdish ta'ut, and that's dependent on the machlokas whether hegdish ta'ut is hegdish or not. But when you try to create a non-extant hegdish, that's not called hegdish ta'ut. That's called being magdish in the wrong way.
There's only a few minutes for a shekel.
You can't give more asher lo yarbe, we learned that before. Okay. So it's a contradiction to the shekel to attempt to give more.
No.
Asher lo yarbe cannot give more. That's how we eat darshan before.
Where did he bring his money? In his private pushka?
Yes, in his private pushka.
So he doesn't give it to Hegish, why does it become?
Because you can't give prutas to Hegish, you have to give a chatzis shekel. But this guy's a poor guy, he's gradually gathering together enough money to buy himself a chatzis shekel.
So he comes to the Shulchan Aruch and always goes prutas.
He would have. First he has to figure out what he's supposed to do with the rest. He finds out he has too much money. And that's the machlokas. What does the Shulchan Aruch tell him? Does he say, listen, buddy, I mean, you know, you can't keep the change. You're going to have to give it into the Nadav in the base of Mikdash.
So he didn't give it to the Shulchan. So he didn't buy his Achrizah Shekel. Why is the private?
He's saying, if you put money into your tzedakah box, you could decide to take it out.
Well, specifically,
no, but as we said, Mi'ikra did as Rish Lakish says. Mi'ikra did, the moment you say something is hegdish, it's hegdish. It was only the problem of the city, in which we, in order to be metaken, that they can't get away with the low class shmirah, that we said, we have to do it again. But Mi'ikra did was already at the moment you put it there. Kol hecha de'ika be'be'gaz ad'rachamana ika is the klal. Wherever something is, it's in God's storage. You don't need an actual mesira into hegdish. All right, so now we understand the Mishnah, and we have a machlokas about what the case would have been in the other use of mechanis. Omer Rabbi Chiya, matnita misayeh la Rabbi Bibi. I mean, it seems to me that just reading the Mishnah, I don't see how you could learn the way that Rabbi Yossi was learning. And in the case where you gathered it together in your hand, that the halak would be that over there, everybody would agree that it's motran and davar. Because, I mean, isn't the simple meaning of the Mishnah, when you read Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon, ma ben shkalim lechatat, ela shkalim yesh lem kitzva, lechatat en la kitzva. Now, explain to me what case Rabbi Shimon was going back on in order to explain the difference between the shekel and the chatas. Ma anan kayami. So which case is he referring to over here? Im ba omer she'avi mehem shkalai. I mean, it certainly can't be the case where he's saying, out of this money, I'm going to bring a shekel. I mean, we just said in the Mishnah, Kuli Alma Moda, in that case, Motran Kuli, in the Beit Shammai is Moda, if you use the word mayhem, out of this money, right? So that can't be the case. Imbo Mer, Sha'avim Mehen Chata. See, this whole piece over here is taken out by the Gra, because it's ridiculous. I mean, why are we suddenly switching to discuss chatas? We've already explained that it can't be the case. There's no point in beating a dead horse. We don't need to talk about the chatas case, so we can skip this. Elakena nan kayami, we have to be referring back to a case. Bo'omer elu lishkalai. Not where he said mehen. He said, these coins are for my shekel. Okay? So therefore, shkalim ayadei shekitzvatan min haTorah motran chulin. And what Rabbi Shimon is saying is, look, the difference is, we say these are for my shekel, whatever would be left over is chulin, whereas chatat ayadei she'in kitzvatan min haTorah motran nedavah. I mean, he's talking about any case. He's saying, look, as long as you didn't say mehen, then whatever you've got in your hands has got a kitzvah. That kitzvah is the only thing that's going to be kodesh. Whatever's not part of that kitzvah won't be kodesh. Mashen kein achatas, since there's no kitzvah, everything is kodesh. Now that's clearly referring to any case, meaning you're holding it in your hands, and nonetheless, because you didn't say mehen, the kitzvah predefines how much of it could be kodesh, and the rest isn't kodesh, right? So, I mean, isn't that exactly what the whole meaning of Reb Shimon is, what Reb Bibi is saying? You can't take a handful and say, this is a shekel. There's no such animal. But you can take a handful and say, this is a chatas, because there is such an animal. I mean, I don't know, how else do you read Rabbi Shimon? So if Rabbi Shimon is coming to explain a Mishnah, ma bein ex la y, and the explanation that he gives is so reasonable to be talking about the case of Rabbi Bibi, and he's explaining why in Rabbi Bibi's case everybody would be made, basically, that we've got a case of chulin. No. So, did you see the Mishnah talking about Rabbi Bibi? So indeed, ma'avad la Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. So how does Rabbi Yossi read Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean, how does he read Rabbi Shimon? Is it really such a problem? I mean, he could read Rabbi Shimon was referring to the specific case in the Mishnah, which he gathered it together with. You're right, the language of Rabbi Shimon indeed doesn't distinguish. It just says, look, I don't care what you're holding, that can't be a shekel. But he was referring back to the Reisha. If the case in the Reisha is Prot-Rot, so he's talking about Prot-Rot. What's the problem? It has to be the problem. But in a case where he thought that he was Chayef Tushkon, and he was only Chayef one shekel. Because of the shekel that he was going to give for somebody else. He realized he'd already given it. So there, one, he's going to be Yes Chalon. So I understand where the entire Hegdish is a mistake. So then it would be a Hegdish that's not a Hegdish at all. But over here, it's not that the entire Hegdish was a mistake, it's that the amount was a mistake, or the number was a mistake. How about over there? So in such a case, the Nimtu She'eno Chayav Ela Echad, what would be the case, Oto HaSheni, what would be the case, that second one, Mayavid? Explain to me what case Din would be over there. Nishma'ana Min Hada. I think we have a clear example of precisely such a case. Yifrish Chatato, the Savar Shul Chayav, someone who's mafresh a korban chatas, thinking that he's chayav a chatas, which is the equivalent of the case that he had, is mafresh a shekel, thinking that he's chayav a shekel. Turns out he was a chayav. There's no kiddush at all. On the other hand, if he frees Stein, the sovereign chayav Stein, he thought that the chait that he did, let's say, involved two separate inyon, each of which was a chayav of chorus. So he set aside two separate chataot. Turns out his lamdas wasn't a good lamdas. Actually, it was only chayev one. So otashnia ma'at avala. What does it say to do about that case? Elo ro'a. Over there it says beferish. You're supposed to allow it to get a mum. It's not that. It's not kodesh at all. If that's the case, then here too by the shekel we'll have to say also ochanami eluvina lava. So then that would mean that the leftover is Linadava. Oh, you're agreeing then, huh? So then, Hacha, Heich, Omerata, Elu. So explain to me, if that's the case, now you're getting into trouble. Because what you're saying is that once Hegdish is Chal on a group, and we don't start distinguishing between part of it and say, well, it's only Chal on this, it's not Chal on the rest, it'll be Chal, it'll just go to Nadova. The same way that by the extra Chatas, we don't say, well, Hegdish, it's a Toros, we don't, the other one isn't Kodesh. It's Kodesh, in the sense that it's a Mosa. Could have been either one. Okay, so here too, you have a handful of coins. Could have been any of the coins. So you're deciding, okay, we'll take these coins. That doesn't mean the other coins aren't Kodesh. It just means they go to Nadova. So why now are you so certain that in this case, the way Rabiba is learning, that it wouldn't be Kodesh at all? Kind of, it hangs on this issue. Because we don't address it. Because the din is that most of Chatas is in the Dova unless you were Dochet, like you had both Chatos Omid Lefanech, and it was lost, that whole case. Otherwise, most of Chatas is in the Dova unless it's a Chatas Amesa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, actually, during history, the shekel value changed. So it's not that it's absolutely predefined. By the way, just in our terms, Darka notes what we call now dinrin, which is the super dinner, not the common dinner. And then they went ahead to be shokel Sloim. Sloim is what we call Sloim. That's Gishmoa. Then Chozulishko Tivin. The Tivin are the Palge Sloim, which are what we call the shekels today. And they wanted to give dinrin, that's what we call Krotim, just to keep things clear. It wasn't bad enough to know the difference between the values of the coins of the Midbar. So now that you've got it all straight. Anyway, Veloki Blualim, why were they not Makam? How do we know, if we're ready to say that Machtis HaShekel indeed means Machtis of whatever the main coin is, the dollar, the ruble, whatever it is, so how do you know that it has to necessarily be a minimal value of the Chatzis Shekel of the Midbar? The reason that we didn't accept it was because of the actual events that took place at the time of the Ezra. Because it says over there, Ve'emadnu aleinu mitzvah latet shlishit ha-shekel b'shana la'avodat Beit Elokeinu. At that point, it says that Ezra and his Bezdin were mitzave everyone, they made a takana, that you had to give at least a shlishit ha-shekel. Now, a shlishit ha-shekel at the time of Ezra, where the shekel ha-kodesh was shloshim gerah, a shlishit ha-shekel is asara. Asara gerah is half of the shekel of the Torah. So then what that means is that there must have been indeed an attempt to define what they were going to give differently, and people wanted to use the lower coin, the common coin, give half, and we were koveya that we should give a third, meaning not a third coin, but the value of the third of our large coin, which was asara gira, half of the asrim gira, which was the shekel at the time of the Torah. So apparently there is a minimal value, because otherwise what does that mean? Well, that whole story. Rav Chilkiya b'shem Rav Acha says, note that they didn't say shlish ha-shekel, they said shlishit ha-shekel. Shlishit ha-shekel has all kinds of very important application to today's halachas of shkalim. First of all, mikan shetzarich adam l'shalesh shiklo shalosh pamim b'shana. First of all, you see from here that there is an inyan that a person should give 3 times a year tzedakah. Furthermore, it's a remez, you don't come along with a magbit more than 3 times a year. A dinner every night for another institution is violating this pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yobin, there's another strange remez over here. Did you ever notice that throughout this mesechta everything comes by threes? It's weird. There were 3 periods that we had. There were 3 kupot that we used for the Trumat Halishka. Each one of those kupas carries 3 soyim. And that's very strange. So the repetitive threes seems to be a reflection of the remez of the Shlishit HaShekel at the time of Ezra, which is really weird, because you think that half shekels would be repetitive twos, but they're not. They're threes. So like we have Shalosh Kupot, or we have Shalosh Hafrashot, or we have the Shalosh Sa'in in each one of these kupot. Really strange.
Wouldn't that itself be the expression of the 3 chulot
together? He just said that. It is. Where do we get the idea that there's 3 trumot? Why would there be 3 trumot for Emitzah? That's what he just said. Where do we get this idea? 3 trumot and 3 containers and 3 sa'ah. And 3 times a year. Isn't that weird? Now, you'll notice that it says, Zeit nu kol ha'over ha'lepikudim. Now, the simple meaning of that, because pikudim has a double meaning, right? Because pikudim could mean the counted ones, but pikudim could also mean the commanded ones. So kol ha'over ha'lepikudim would mean anybody who didn't do their mitzvahs correctly. So anybody who didn't do their mitzvahs correctly has to bring this Machzor HaShekel to be mechaper on himself, which is one way of reading the pasuk. So what would that be referring to? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah have 2 different approaches. Chad amar lafi shechatu b'machzit hayom yitnu machzit HaShekel. Indeed it means they were over al hapikudim, meaning they didn't keep the mitzvah of lo yelecha, and they made an egel. Therefore, they should give a machzor shekel. What's the comparison between one and the other? Because since they were chotei b'machzit hayom, so it was bedafka at the time that they bo sheish, as we said, bo sheish, bo sheish, bo sheish, it was noon. Therefore, you do machzor shekel. Or another way of understanding it, chadomar, the other man yomar puts it slightly differently. Since we darshan that the chait was b'sheish sha'ot, ki bo sheish moshel eredet minahar, yitnu machzit shekel, they should give half a shekel, and which is shita gramsi, which are 6 gram. So that's kenega the sheish. It's really weird, because obviously the machzor is a shekel, is half of the sheish, if it's a shlish. Right? As we're looking for how the heck did 2 become 3? And all of a sudden we figure out, how did a half shekel indeed get involved with 3, because it's half of the 6. And the whole basis of the machzor is a shekel is sheish for some weird reason. So it gets curiouser and curiouser, right? Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Nechemia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, l'fisha avro al aseret hadibrot yenotin kol achad v'achad atzara gira. Since kol ha'oved avodes kachavim, it's kilu kofer b'chol ha'tara kula. So that's the ten dibros equal the 10 gira, which is machzor ha'shekel, esrim gira ha'shekel. Rabbi Rachia and Rabbi Levi, b'shem Rish Lakish, it's l'fisha machru b'chorasha Rachel b'esrim kasev. Look, you have to give chameshet shkolim. Chameshet shkolim, or 5 times 4 dinner, is 20 dinner. Why do you have to be put in your bechor? Because you were mocher, the bechor. Yosef was the bechor. And Yaakov Avinu says that Reuven, in being mechal of his bechor, the bechor was given over to Yosef, who now gets Ephraim and Menashe as a double shevet. The rest of you attempted to sell that bechor for esrim shekel, it says, machru oto b'esrim shekel. 20 dinner. It equals 5 shekel. There you go. That explains Bidin Bechor. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi says, well, the way to look at it is like this. L'fisha mochur b'chorasha rachel b'esrim kasev. Okay? Now, how many shvatim were involved in Mechira? 10. Right? Binyamin wasn't involved, and Yosef was a victim. That gives us 20. 20 dinner equals 2 dinner per person. 2 dinner per person equals today's shekel, which is the matzah shekel of the minbar. Therefore, shiklo tiv'ah, the tiv'ah being the, what we call the shekel, the 2 dinner point. So.
And yet from the Yemen you pay, and from the Israeli you don't.
Things aren't always fair. Notar shkalim chulin, as we saw before, this is why we asked, so how exactly does Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Elazar understand this Mishnah? And we said, according to him, it would be a reflection of Vaisilo's Shita in the first Mishnah. Whereas according to Rabbi's approach, it could be everybody would be murdered, because we're talking about Motar shkalim, where you picked up the whole handful. Motar asirita ifa. But the Motar asirita ifa, the asirita ifa being the Korban Oil of Yoreh. Somebody can't afford his more expensive Korban. Three dargas, of course. You can't even afford the oif. So the Torah gives it an option of bringing a Asiras Eifa Mincha as a Korban Chatas. So a Korban Chatas of Asiras Eifa. Or a Mosef Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavot, Kinei Yoldot. Or Motar of any Chataot, or any Hashamot. In all of these cases, the Motar is in the Dava. And Zekla. Or Mishum Ashma, whatever form it takes, it could be taken the form of Kinyan, it could be taken the form of Menachos, Vatsiri Saifa, Mincha Seita, but whatever is coming for Chet or Asham is always a Nedava. Now, a Motar Ola, let's say somebody's bringing a Korban Ola as a gift, so and he has a leftover, so then that goes for an Ola, it doesn't go for a nidvas tzibur. That's his own personal law. Fine, you set that aside for bringing, adding money to it, you could bring another Allah with it. And the motar mincha, the mincha was a gift of the mincha also. Motar shlamim, a gift of a shlamim, shlamim. Motar a pesach, which of course we just finished learning in Meseches Pesachim, that a pesach as a motar always becomes a shlamim. We'll get back into the limud of how we know that. We had 2 pesachim in Pesachim. And motar nizirim, the nizirim, when we are collecting money for Nazirim in general, so Nazirim were too poor to afford their own korban, they would collect money for them. Money left over from that was, in fact, given to other Nazirim, but money that a Nazir himself sets aside, the same as any other korban chova that we had over here for Chatas or Hashma, and there would be the Nedava. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Ad Anataman, while I was still back in Bavel, I overheard, Shemai Kol Rabbi Yehuda Sha'al Shmuel, I overheard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifer Shiklo Umet, what's the name? How about a guy was mafresh the shekel, and he died. So what's done with that shekel? And he answered him, Omer Le'yiplun Nedava, we don't say that, look, it's not really a problem that the guy is dead, because we already said before, even though we purchased Chataot HaTzibur from this, the Tzibur doesn't have to worry about the din of Chataot HaMetot. We pointed that out in the beginning of the Masechta. So on the one side, we could say, look, despite the fact that we haven't really been mitzarif the shekel to the shkalim in the lishka, it doesn't hurt to be mitzarif it, even though the donor is deceased. On the other hand, we could say, but Lamaisa, since he's deceased, he doesn't need a chelik in the karbonis. So. And he told him, it's hegdish. Hegdish was already there in it. But there's no need to take it to the lishka now that it should be part of the new karbonis, because why should we take it from someone who's no longer here? So therefore, give it to the Dava.
It doesn't matter if he died as soon as he took it out of his hand or did the ceremony.
No, it never got there here. Mota Asirat Aifa, somebody now, a Kohen, who would remember that there's 2 Asirat Aifas, right? There's the Asirat Aifa that a person brings to the Korban Olah B'Yareid, and then there's the Asirat Aifa which is brought as the Chavitin, which the Kohen Gadol has to bring all the time. So Mota Asirat Aifa, that belongs to him, that's Sholo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Mota Asirat Aifa, actually, it should be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, he can't use it. Rebbe Lazar says, no, Yiplul Nedava. Why can't it just be a Nedava like other Motar? Now, Lemaisa, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah certainly is not saying what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. The Mishnah says, Motar Shkalim Chulim, Motar Asirita Ifa, Motar Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavas, Motar Kinei Yodos, Katos, Hashamas, Motar Nedava. I understand what Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on the Mishnah. Ma, up about Rabbi Yochanan? Well, what exactly is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? Well, he says that, we're talking about Shel Yisrael. Trip says, well, takes out the word kol. There's no Asir Teifa of Kol Yisrael. There's Asir Teifa Shel Yisrael. There's Asir Teifa of a Kol, and there's Asir Teifa of Yisrael. Asir Teifa of Yisrael is a regular Korban Chatas. It's just that it's cheap Korban Chatas. Whereas the din of the Asirit HaEifah, which is miyuchet for that day, it has to be brought to Chavitim yom yom, and that doesn't have a din of Moses. And that is, therefore, it's hekdesh, and it has no use. So it's like psulei hakarbonos, not moser hakarbonos. Psulei hakarbonos, you have to get rid of them. Rabbi Yossi Omar, although olel abba barba, you know, the following sugya, abba barba, was so basic in this, trying to be mevarer the halacha, and he would say like this, he would say, De'inan Amri, they say over there in Babel, Inaisha Pesach Mishtane L'Shem Shlomi. Where do we get the idea? It says over here, Motar Pesach L'Shlomi. Very strange concept. And one carbon suddenly magically transfigures itself into some other carbon. What's the basis of it? Talmud Lomar. Now, the truth is that the Gra takes out the word De'inun Amrin, because if you're alil in something, it means that you're toreach to understand it. If he's just quoting that they say in above all, what's he being toreach to understand? So it doesn't really make sense to put the two together, because we don't find that he had further questions on the drush. But anyway, that Pesach is mishtane l'shem shlamim, Talmud Lomar, ve'im min atzon korbano lezevach shlamim. What's that supposed to mean? If your korban is being bought from the tzon, then it has to go as a shlami. Why? So what it must be saying is that a korban which was meant to be brought from the tzon and cannot be is a shlami. Meaning the korban pesach which is meant to be brought from the tzon should be a shlami. Now, it could be that what happened was originally that the girsa was that Reb Abba Barba was the one who asked the following, and that was the alil. So that you didn't have the question, hey, Divon, they asked on this, you see. And then everything would work out also fine. This is what bothered him. That was, he originally quoted the drasha, and then he asked the following question. What kind of crazy drasha is that? Hare ola minatzon? What does that mean, something that comes from minatzon? So you're telling me if an ayla is shechta shelo lishma, since an ayla is ba minatzon, so now it should become a shlomi. I mean, is that what you're going to say? No, that's not. Yes, you know, means over here. When it talks about a carbon in minatzon, it means a carbon that's defined by its tzonness. And an oila is certainly not defined by its tzonness. You can bring an oila minatzon, but you can bring an oila minabakar. What's nothing particular ola-like about tzon. So that's yatsat ola, forget about it. Certainly it's not referring to carbon oila. Because an ayla is ba'a afilu min abakar. Okay, but still, I mean, how about an asham? A carbon asham can only be brought as an ayla, which is kind of its own. So maybe it means that an asham, that is shech, that shalal ishma, should be a shlomi. I mean, if you're going to rely on this post, it could mean anything. Omar rabiba, omar rabon bar kahana. No. Min atzon means the varsh uba mikol atzon. Yatsa asham sheno ba'ala min ha'ilim. I mean, remember, tzon includes a wide variety, goat, sheep. I say, this thing can only be an ayah. So that's not called minatzon. Ah, come on, says Rabbon. All I know is all over Shas, if you have the word min, you're always telling me it doesn't mean all, it means part. But over here, when I want to argue that it means oshim, all of a sudden, min means, oh, it's any type of tzon, of course. Come on, very convenient. What's going on? Min lama'et. And all of a sudden, Atamar min l'rabot. No, Amr Ebana, he doesn't mean the min. Min also means l'ma'et. It's enoba ben shtei shanim. It's enoba nikeva. Indeed, it's min hatzon in the sense of not coming from all of the types of tzon. It has to be male. It has to be within its first year. That's min hatzon. But the word tzon isn't being limited by the min. It's like to say only one species within tzon. That's not reasonable. Tzon. Oh, could have said min ayel. That's the case. Exactly. Okay, so min still means lemayit, but why would it be lemayit what you mean by the word tzon? I mean, you're talking about one sense it's species, and in the other sense it's particular. It's particular as male or female, male. What age? I understand that's no game meaning. So that's what I'm saying. It makes much more sense to say, look, there's a type of animal that can be brought from any type of tzon. It can be a sheep, it can be a goat. Of course, only certain individuals within those, because it says min, it has to be a zocher, and it has to be within its first year. What is that carbon? We give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. Ah! It's a carbon pesach. So it says, min hatzon, that carbon is the carbon that goes to the zevach hashlamim. There you go. So now this piece, Gabi Ashadami min la mayachen abal min ailim bilvat, cut that out. Doesn't make any sense. And the Gra takes it up. Thank God, because the pshatim of those who didn't dare take it out, the pshatim are wild about what this means. Yeah, Gra is a Gra everywhere, even in the Bible. Well, he didn't just stop. He knew all of the old sources. Hey, Tifum. V'achtiv ve'im min hatzon korbanot min hakvasim o min ha'izim le'ola. Now, the way you read the previous pasuk, im min hatzon korbanot le'zevach ha'shlamim, so you should say the same thing over here. Im min hatzon korbanot min hakvasim o min ha'izim. Okay, what is the carbon that can be brought from the tzon kvasim o izim? Again, it's a carbon pesach. And here it says, le'ola. So now you get to make the same drasha. Me'ata mota pesach ba'ola. So why do you apply the one lezevach hashlamim? Why don't you apply ola? Make every pesach an ola. Om Rabbi Avin, because it doesn't make sense to say such a thing. Mishanin davar shel achila le davar shel achila. Vein mishanin davar shel achila le davar shein ola. If the Torah offers you two possible explanations of here, which one is logical to apply to the carbon pesach? The shlamim. Both of them are eaten. So if you're very good, I mean, you could put it much more fundamentally. Mishanim kachim kalim l'shem kachim kalim. We know we have different categories. Does it make sense the Torah would tell you something that's in one set should be switched into now another set where it doesn't belong? Obviously, everything has to be understood in context. So that if the context of Pesach is indeed, I mean, anybody intelligent will look at a carbon Pesach and say, gosh, this is basically a carbon shlamim with a few special duties, right? Okay, so when the Torah says, and it shall be a carbon shlamim, does it make sense to say, of course, it reverts to a standard carbon shlomi to require smicha and a cause of a shok and so on, like every other shlomi, if it isn't being brought specifically for Pesach. It's very logical. It's a kind of crazy, magical inference that we're making over here. Rabbi Yochanan points out that Aldan, the following sugya, Aliel Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Hanina had put in a lot of work to try to understand. So the whole sugi in the Bavli makes it clear that you need to have akira. So if it's Pesach that's still now bismana, you have to say it's if it's aimed for Pesach and stam it's for Pesach. You want it to be and we know that Pesach bismana if you shecht it stam then it's a carbon Pesach if it's still roy for Pesach. If it's, you have to be akirat in order for it to become. So if you let's say you're mishana something in it. So then, Pesach and Achatas, the only two korbanos that the Bailim, Shinoi Bailim, and so on, passels. So if it's a Shlomim, it won't passel. If it's a Pesach, it will passel. But in order to turn it into a Shlomim, you'll have to say that I'm shechting it to Shem Shlomim. So he said, that's what they said. Ani Omer, I say, you don't have to be Mishana the Pesach for a Shlomim, for it to be a Shlomim. You just have to be Mishana it from a Pesach. So let's say you shechted the Pesach L'Shem Eilat. So then we don't view that as a Pesach, which was shechted shelo lishman, is therefore possible. Because since you didn't say, I'm shechting as a Pesach, so then you were oikered for the Pesach. You were oikered from the Pesach, so then it should be kosher. And also, tafil shechto l'shem ha'ila, it now becomes automatically a Pesach shelo lishman, which was shlomi. Om Rabbi Lot, time of the Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say this? Because he says, im min hatzon korbano l'zevach ha'shlamim, means, anything which was shechted, meaning where there was a shinui in its shech, in its shechita, is something that should be brought as a shlamim. So therefore, the zvicha allows it to become a shlamim. Umishtane the machshevet psu. Would you also say that if now you will treat it, you shechted it l'shem ha'ila, okay? And you did this with a machshavas psul. Let's say that you shechted it also for, let's say, chutz l'zman, okay? So now my question is like this. Can this become an eila that's pasul, or do we say, no way. The fact that I shechted for an eila changes the Pesach into a shlamim. It certainly does not give it dinim of now a kosher standard oila that I can patzel with a psul oila. That not. Hey, Chavira, for instance, let's say, shechta l'shem oila, almanat izrog dama l'macha. Okay? Now, normally, if I would have shechted an oila, almanat izrog dama l'macha, the din would be, it would be pigle. And then it would be a chi of karas. Now, we know, wherever pigle is completely kosher except for the pigle, that's the only time that it's chi of karas. If you're ma'ariv any machsheves psul with a pigel, then it's not pigel, it's just posel. Over here, when you tell me that I changed this Pesach to an oila, do you mean, and therefore for all intents and purposes, it's a completely kosher carbon, except that it's a shlamim? Or do you mean, no, obviously it was mishane the shame, and shinoi shame is a psul. And therefore you don't have a completely kosher carbon except for the pigel. So you're ending up now only poseling, but not pigeling, zochi of course. So that's the question. Mikoma kom posel, I mean, there's no question that it's definitely posel. My question is, that in tema mishtana lemachsheves psul, or pigel, and in tema ein mishtane, then it should be machsheves, it's posel mishum pigel. If you're going to tell me that it's actually machsheves psul, it's not pigel. If you're going to tell me that it's not considered to be a posel oila, then this would really be pigel. A shechter it shalav ismana. Now how about lishmo vishalo lishmo? How about if you shechted it for two intentions, both for a carbon pesach and for a carbon shlomi? Bishar yimot hashana. And you did this not bezmanai, but you did it bichlal during the rest of the year. So if it was Erev Pesach and it was a time for Shkitas HaPesach, so then lishmo would mean l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Shalo lishmo, it's a carbon Pesach, that is nishchat shalo lishmo. Like a carbon chatas, it becomes pasul. Bishar yomot hashana, it's not yet time for Pesach now, but it's omed for a Pesach. So now, the question over here is, if you shecht it as a carbon Pesach, so then, remember, this paradoxical halacha. If you shecht the carbon Pesach as a carbon Pesach at the wrong time, it's pasul. But if you shecht it with a shinui Hashem to be a carbon shlomim, then it's kosher. Bizmano, it's exactly the opposite. Bizmano, if you shecht it as a carbon Pesach, it's kosher. And if you shecht it as something else, it's pasul. And now my question is, how about if you mix your metaphors? You're shechting it partially lishmo and partially shalo lishmo, and it's during the time at which lishmo makes it pasul and shalo lishmo makes it kosher, because then it becomes a shlomi. And my question is the machsheves lishmo, which pasels it, enough to pasel it, or is the machsheves shalo lishmo enough to make it a non-kosher Pesach, which is now kosher, because now it became a shlomi. And now it doesn't matter that I had in Kavona to shecht it as a Pesach. What's the deal? So Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba, says like this, Mikivan, and this is the Gros Gersa, Mikivan she'amar shelo lishmo, nase kishochet b'shtika v'shelo lishmo. What would be the din if you shechted for something else, right? You shechted shelo lishmo. Suppose you had to shechted half of the shechita b'shtika, you didn't say anything. And you had a machsheves on the other half of the shechita, you had a machsheves shelo lishmo. Where you didn't have the farish in machshava lishmo, it's kosher. So the moment that you shecht the shalo lishmo makes the shechita lishmo the equivalent of shtika. Because it isn't really going to be a carbon pesach anymore. So the fact that you decided, oh no, it is a carbon pesach. Yeah, but it isn't, because you said it isn't also. So therefore, it's not worse than b'shtika. And therefore, since it's b'shtika, it would be kosher. Because b'shtika b'shalol l'shmo, the shalol l'shmo defines the whole situation. The fact that you added the shmo in a meaningless fashion, because you can't make it l'shmo, now that you've said it shalol l'shmo, means that essentially look at his b'shtika, and it's kosher. Omar lai, so he told him, if that's the case, imkain. If you want to say that, so then, afilu shachto l'shmo amanat nizrog domo shalol l'shmo, yeyasem yishah rishana, kishachto l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo b'shtika, v'yei kosher. According to that, if your kavana actually was entirely l'shem Pesach, which would mean it's posel, because it's b'shar yimot hashana, but you had in mind at the time that you did the shechita, remember we talked about mechash from the avodah l'avodah. So at the time that you did the shechita, you had in kavana that when you would do the zrika, you would do the zrika shalo lishmo. If l'maitz the b'chsheva shalo lishmo is, as you say, takes away the meaning from your statement that this is a Korban Pesach. So let's turn it into Shtika. If you had shechted b'shtika, and your kavana was to be zorek the dam, let's say l'shem shlomim, so then it should be a shlomim. So by your reasoning, any element of shalol l'shmo, even though it's not taking place in the shtika, should turn the machsheves l'shmo and the shtika to shtika, and it shouldn't pasul the carbon. And yet, we don't say that. We say if the shtika was l'shmo, shal Pesach, it pasuls it. Your logic would imply that the shechita shouldn't pasul it, since ultimately you're going to assert that it's not a carbon pesach. Let's explain that. Amar Rav Abba Mori, explain that? I need to explain that, because you're making all type of wrong assumptions. Minolan b'shtika kosher, dilman b'shtika posel. You're taking for granted that shtika, in that case, where the korban is only to be a korban pesach, and I'm shechting it stam, except that I have in kavana b'shach shtita, that I will do the zrika l'shem shlamin. You have decided, and therefore you ask it on me, and said, aha, I'll prove that you're wrong. You have decided that had it been b'shtika, then it would have been a perfectly kosher korban, because I never said that Feirush should be a Pesach. And therefore you ask upon me, who claim that if you have a Machsheves Shalomim, let's say, in your Pesach, that it will undo the Amira and turn the Amira into Shtika. So therefore you say, aha, you see, it doesn't turn the Amira into Shtika, because by Shtika it would be kosher, but the Amira says before it's possible. I got news for you, buddy. It doesn't say anywhere B'shtika would be kasha. In fact, B'shtika would be possible. So first you decide what the halach is, and then you ask me a kasha. We look at the Shvita. The Shvita defines zevach. This is a zevach hashlamim, correct? The zevach hashlamim means we define it in terms of the act of zvicha. So therefore, if the Shvita was tam and it's Pesach, Eimed, it's not the Bizbana, but it's before Pesach. It's Eimed to be brought as a Pesach. So then you already passed it. I don't care about what you thought to do at the time that you're going to do the Shvita. Hamerchanis ma'ot v'amah ha'reyeh ulele shikli. Beit Shammai omrim motra nedavah, beit Hillel omrim motra tchumim. But if he says sha'avi mehen shikli, then everybody is motra shamotar chumim. When it comes to korban chatat, however, Elu v'chatati, then everybody is more even Beit Hillel Shabbatar Nidava. Sha'avi behin chatati, there shavim shamotar chulim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, you know what the difference is? Ma ben shkalim l'chatat, ela shel shkalim yesh lehem kitzba. L'chatat ein la kitzba. Rabbi Yudah Omer, af shkalim ein lehem kitzba. Shekishalu Yisrael min agolam, ayu shakli darkadot. Then, chazulish goes la'im. Then they even actually wanted to be Shokel Tibin, and they were Bikshu Lishko Dinrin, but Loki Blumeyam. Om Rabbi Shimon, still, that's irrelevant to my argument, Afa Pike, Yad Kulam Shabbat, certainly not unlimited at any particular point in time. Avo Chatarat, it's unlimited. Zeh may be Bisela, Zeh may be Bishtayim, Zeh may be Bishalosh. Now, HaMechanes Ma'ot, what are we referring to? Said Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Ma Pligin, Mechanes in the sense of protrot. Dropping every day another penny into your pushka. Avu ba'omer, with a handful, you grab it, and you mechanes in your hand, and you say, Eilu lishkalai, kulei amameida, sha'am otra nedava. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Biba, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, it's just the opposite. You're right about the first part. Ma Pligin, B'Mechanes protrot. But you're wrong about the next piece. Ba'omer, Eilu lishkalai, because you can't create an non-existent shekel. And I explain. Forget about that piece anyway. Ella, ken anan kayamin. Ba'omer elo lishkalai shekshkalim ayedei shekitzvatan min haTorah motran chulin chatat ayedei shein kitzvatan min haTorah motran nedava. No, so it's talking about you're holding a handful. Ma avidei Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elazar. It's a problem. Patelo b'mechanes patrot. Ukebeit Hillel. What about the next Mishnah? Tanina motar shkalim chulin, which is mashma everybody must be talking about the handful piece. Nah, he'll say Rabbi Yosi b'mechanes patrot. And indeed, it's going right back to Lil. Now, Amar v'shiklo v'zorva shulchayav v'nim sheno chayav. So they're low kodesh. Amar v'shnayim v'zorva shulchayav shnayim. Turns out, eno chayav v'l'echad. Now, what about there? Oto ha'sheni mayav v'l'ech. Well, nishmenim en ha'ada. Yifrish chatato v'zorva shulchayav v'nim tzasheno chayav lo kitsha. But yifrish shtayim v'zorva shulchayav shtayim v'nim tzasheno chayav ela achad. So that achad, oto ha'sheniya ro'a. Is what it should say. That's the gross gears. So therefore, here too, Tzohocha Mayat Avad, the same exact halacha. Fine. Tzohchanami Elu Ledava, Rabbi Yudaimer, just in modern terms. Darkanot are what we call Dinner. Chazalishko Sloyim, that's what we call also Sloyim. Chazalishko Tivin, that's Pauge Sloyim. Bikshalishko Dinner, that's what we call Krotin. Lo Kiblo Aleim, why? Because it says, Ermadon Leno Mitzvah, Lo Tech Shlishita Shekel Bishanal Avodat Beit Elokeinu. Reb Chilke B'Shem Rabacha says, by the way, you see from the Lashon of Shlishit, instead of Shlish, that's Zorich Adam Lishko Shikosh Shalosh Paimim Bashanah. Furthermore, Kanchein Vatrichin Al לציבור יותר משלוש פעמים בשנה. Furthermore, says Rav Avi, וכאן לשלוש סיים, וכאן לשלוש קופס, וכאן לשלוש הפרושס. זה ייתנו כל עובר על הפקודים. רבי ירבי מנחם יקרם אלפי שכתוב במקצית היום, ייתנו מקצית השקל, וכרם אלפי שכתוב בשש יום, ייתנו מקצית השקל, דיוב הצ'יטה גרמסי. רבי יהושע, ברבי נחמיה, בשם רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, לפי שעובר על עשרת הדיברות, יונתן כל אחד ואחד עשרה גירה. רבי רחן, רבי לוי, בשם שלוקיש, לפי שמכרו בכורה של רחל ב-20 כסף, יהיה כל אחד יחד פודד בנו בכורו ב-20 כסף. רבי פנחס, בשם רבי לוי, לפי שמכרו בכורה של רחל ב-20 כסף, which turns out to be לכל אחד ויחד מהם 1 shekel, לפי כך יהיה כל אחד ויחד נותן, שיקלו, what we call 1 shekel, namely Tiva, which is Marxist shekel of the Torah. Moses Shkol and Chule. Moses, as you say, Ifra, Kinezov, and Kinezov, and Kinezov, Chatois, Hashomois, all of the above, Nidava. Zakla, Koshu, Balashib, Chatos, or Ashma, always Motron Nidava. Whereas a gift, so Motar Ola Lola, Motar Min Chalamincha, Motar Shlomim Hashomim, and strangely, Motar Pesach Hashomim. Motar Nidazirim is Lidazirim, because it was our Da Tachi that we collected it. Motar individual Nazir goes back to the other cloud, and it's a Nidava. Omer Yossi, Ada Anatam, man shamayt kol rav yuda she'al shmuel ifrishik lo v'meit mai omalei yiplu l'nidava motar asirida ifa shelo rav yochan omer yolechem le'am ha'melach rabbi lazar omer yiplu l'nidava matnit apliga al rav yochanan it says b'feresh motar shkalim chulin motar asirida ifa motar kinezav and kinezavas etc. is nidava. What's rav yochan going to do with the mishnah of asirida ifa? This is rav yochan, it's two different asirida ifa. Part of the motar asirida ifa Shall minchas chodesh al Yisrael, not Nasir Deifa of the Chavitin, Rabbi Yossi Amar, al da alil abba barba. Minayin shapesach mishtanel l'shem shlamim. Talmud omar ve'im minatzon korban olazeh v'shlamim, kol shu minatzon v'shlamim. Hey, Tiva. Hare ola minatzon, that means dover she'inu ba'el minatzon for God's sake. Yasa ola ba'afil minabakar. Hey, Tiva, hare yasha. Omri bon bakana, it says minatzon. Dover she'ba mikolatzon. Yatsa Hashem she'inu ba'el minayilim bilvad. And all of a sudden here min means the rabot. Rabbi Mana, no, min lama eight. It's Ainoba Ben Shteshanim, it's Ainoba Nikiva. Cut out the next piece. Hey Tivon, Vakti the Inminatson Kabano, Minak Vasimo Menaizimo Ola. So you might as well conclude Meata Motra Pesach Baola, Rabbi Avon, because it makes sense that Mishanim Davashulachila, the Davashulachila, Lein Mishanim Davashulachila, the Davashino Lachila. Rabbi Yosper Rabbi Bon says it makes sense. Mishanim Kachim Kalin, Mishim Kachim Kalin, Lein Mishanim Kachim Kalin, the Shem Kachim Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan points out that Alda Adal Rabbi Hanina, the Inan. So he would taina ani omer afilu shachto l'shem olah. Om Rabbi Lo, what's his reasoning? That im min hatzon korbano lezevach shlamim. That's kosher who zevach ba shlamim u'mishtanel ma'achshev etzul mamish. Do you mean? Meaning what? For instance, shachto l'shem olah amanat lizrok dama l'macha. Obviously, mekomagom possible, but makes a big difference, doesn't it? Meaning, in tema mishtana l'machshevet psul, so then it's possible, it should say. It's not pigal. Whereas in tema ain't mishtana l'machshevet psul, so then it would be mamish pigal. Okay, question stands. L'shmo v'shalo l'shmo v'shayimot ha'shana, Rabbi Bon Bachia b'shem shmo baraba, well, mikivan she'en lo shem, so it's not so k'shokta l'shmo shalo l'shmo b'shtika, and therefore it's kashim. Oh, malayim tein, so then afilu shokta l'shmo completely. But only Amanat is Rok Domo Shalol Lishmo. You should call the Shalol Lishmo the equivalent of turning Lishmo into Shtika. So then Misha Rishana, it should be the equivalent of Shokta Lishmo Shalol Lishmo Bishtika, Veikosha. Omer Rav Abba Mori, yeah, except for one minor problem. Mi Omar Bishtika Kosha, maybe we should say, oh no, Mar Bishtika Pasol. And there goes your question.